A weak solidarity briggie team listener, when the emphasis will move this week from the wall-to-wall glorification of trained killing, my favourites are the dear little children in slouch hats wearing their uncle or grandfather's medals and telling us how much we must love trained killing, fought and died for our renowned true blue Aussie values, that sort of thing. Not that we, unlike autocratic evil regimes, would dream of brainwashing dear little children. Anyway, we'll move to highlighting the gross exploitation of class warfare, as the mainstream media acknowledges May Day in its usual manner by ignoring it totally. Understandably, because the merchants of death can't make a killing, metaphorically or literally, out of class warfare. Although, not likely. Those true blue Aussie values were highlighted here yesterday when a welcome to country was booed and jeered and, "We don't need to be welcomed in our own country." The renowned true blue Aussie values of white colonialism, in which the working class cannon fodder defends the economic order of the very people who exploit and rob them, explaining why those very people make sure we continue to commemorate those renowned true blue Aussie values. Although, and it's not for me to tell our Indigenous brothers and sisters what they should or shouldn't do, but I can't understand why any terra nullius non-land non-person would ever participate in the ceremonies of white colonialism. Oh, and if we're planning to watch footy on the telly, the limited free-to-air coverage they deign to show us, make sure we check the bounce the ball time and only tune in then to avoid the cloying, nauseating, train killer pre-match crap. Why does crap remind us of the election campaign, the visionary policies based on the aforementioned renowned true blue Aussie values? Right, we've covered the election. US of the UN of the US of the world, big supremo Donald Trump of the poor, described as fake news, biggest fake news ever, since the last biggest fake news ever, as he's being offensive and train-killing Secretary Pete Hegg said too much, was again accused of saying too much when it was revealed he had discussed plans to attack Yemen with his wife and brother and lawyer and half the country, on top of the journalist he accidentally rang in a top-secret war room discussion, which turned out to be not a top-secret war room discussion when they discovered they had a journalist on the line. But Pete, whose idea of top-secret of security is no longer a top-secret, it's no longer a secret, he has no idea, has announced he plans a new primetime television nightly fun program, Security Tonight. Arguing discussing all top secret information on primetime telly will eliminate being attacked for leaking same accidentally to journalists and intentionally to his family and everyone else. This is a brilliant way to avoid criticism. Pete looked very content with his brilliance. And to ensure the matter would be laid to rest, Donald signed an executive order making it a crime with severe penalties like capital punishment to criticise Pete's commitment to top security. Sad news for us, though, listener. Donald has ordered his close friend, bracket temporary, Elon Musk have more to review the US OBS shipbuilding program, including the nuclear submarines for which True Blue Aussie regularly sends them trillions from our public purse. See, he's hit a bit of a snag. Much of the material required to maintain their shipbuilding relies on importing material from evil China, and thanks to Donald's Make America Great Again tariffs, evil China is returning the favour. Anyway, the bad news is it makes it even more unlikely True Blue Aussie will ever see the nuclear killers on which we are spending those trillions. Or more trillions, because thanks to the evil Chinese, if they are built, the price will go up, the US OB train killer lot warned. And this is true, a senior US OB train killer said allies like True Blue Aussie had a responsibility to fund the US OB train killer merchants of death industry, and we weren't handing them enough for the nuclear killers we'll never see. Interesting. Allies when they want our money, rivals when it comes to tariffs. Oh dear. Imagine how our minister for being offensive and train-killing Richard Mauls the bad guys must feel. Still, he puts on a brave face and attempts to keep our collective morale up. Donald and Pete and Elon and Richard's et al's very close friend Zion's slaughter and destruction and genocide continues, as we say every week, unabated. Although they do have a problem, eyesight. After slaughtering a convoy of health and humanitarian workers, they pointed out the convoy was moving suspiciously in the dark, that they had no idea how the victims were found buried with their hands tied and wounds indicating they'd been executed, because most certainly they had not executed them. Maybe it's not just eyesight, it's a memory problem as well. And then, when a phone they buried with one of the worker victims was retrieved and showed the convoy with lights flashing and clearly humanitarian workers, their memory was jogged. But this week, they took serious action. They demoted a junior officer. And as Donald and Pete and Elon and Richard et al. Would assert, they had a right to defend themselves against health workers and others trying to thwart the genocide. Their right to be in the non-land, non-peoples, non-country in the first place. Just think, if they weren't there, their eye and memory problems wouldn't have been diagnosed. With profound and justifiable pride, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin boasted its success at providing a roof over the heads of young people. Courts get tough at last, the headline screamed. Laws see huge rise in teens refused bail. The number of kids refused bail has doubled, Lord Rupert reported. And who can we thank for this dual win-win, a solution to housing and crime all in one? None other than Lord Rupert himself, of course. It comes after the Wapping Sin's Suburbs Under Siege campaign led to the toughest bail laws in the country. Okay, criminologists using crime figures tell us crime rates have actually fallen, but what would they know when it comes to Lord Rupert or criminologists and facts? The courageous state socialists know to whom to cave in. Wonder how many of those refused bail face charges that don't warrant being locked up. And the, constabulary Lord Rupert so admires as they bravely confront this slower crime rate like, sadly, an ex-copper, Serena Widmer, real name, senior constable, 33 years with the baton, sharp boots, tasers, capsicum spray and, of course, gun on the hip, thrown out after calling a suspect a vaxxee. Successfully covering racism and sexism in one fell swoop. Two more junior coppers who also called the suspect a Black Sea just reprimanded, but we have to feel sorry for Serena, don't we? Because if all racist coppers were sacked, there'd be none left. What about all the others? We could hear her complaining unfairly, as usual, the terra nullius non-land non-people over Lord Rupert's successful rampant crime and housing solution, claiming the socialists had ratted on the changes to bail laws they made in the wake of Veronica Nelson's tragic death in custody. Her mother, Auntie Donna, how's this for failing to respect the renowned true blue Aussie values of white capitalist colonialism? Auntie Donna claimed the government had lied to her, an insult to her daughter's memory. They are trampling on Veronica's grave. But big state supremo Jacinta, kneeling to Lord Rupert, put her in her place. The laws were not meeting community expectations. How do you know that, Jacinta? You've only got to read the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin. Criminologists, facts and figures, a terra nullius non-land, non-people mother, or Lord Rupert of Wapping. It's a no-brainer. A few weeks ago, we registered our disapproval, indeed our disgust, that the Hayseed and Sheepshit Party had ordered its great electoral asset Barnacle to stay in his own electorate and not advance into, not put one foot in, the big wide world of democracy in action. Some nonsense about electoral liability. What rubbish. Barnacle. Poor scarlet-faced prostate mumbling into his phone, Barnacle. Well, listener, it gets worse. Suggestions that the caring business class party might pick up a few extra seats, forcing a couple of hayseed and sheepshit coalition partners off the front bench, and would we believe the first name mentioned for jettisoning was, yes, yes, poor Barnacle? Do they want to destroy parliamentary democracy as we know it? Destroy in-depth analysis as we know it? The one redeeming grace, the possible saviour of in-depth analysis, is Peter's doing all he can to ensure they don't pick up any extra seats. The depth of his campaign is right up there with the depth of his mind, but we suppose the one leads to the other. In the good news department, we can jettison our concerns over climate change, if there is such a thing. The big polluters have halved their emissions in one fell swoop. What fabulous news! They've developed a new formula for accounting for their emissions. Thus, Glen Rotten to the Core and other coal mines in His Most Gracious Majesty Land, Bowen Basin, have slashed their emissions by up to 59%. As the Troubadour Aussie Capitalist Review reported, without recording equivalent changes to production levels or operational efficiencies. And would we believe, sadly, yes, we would. The usual long-haired, commie, greedy, wooden worker and iron lots reckon this exposes the unreliability of the socialist climate policies. Why not celebrate a massive reduction in emissions? Even if it is just an accounting reduction, a coal dust mirage, it's a start. Like evil unions taking on that renowned caring employer grilled the workers for imposing an agreement on the workers it so cares about, which freezes and removes their penalty rates in return for massive wage increases of up to 77 cents a week. Poor grilled the workers has been taken to the Fair Work Troubadour Aussie No Longer Work Choices Just Looks Like It con mission for just trying to do its bit for its workforce, showing, finally, that Glen Rotten to the Core and the big polluters and caring employers like grilled the workers are real true blue, practicing those renowned Troubadour Aussie values we so cherish and commemorate. Good morning.